Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha. V'zois HaBrocha Sheberach Moshe Isher Elokim Es B'nei Yisrael. And this is the Brocha with which Moshe, the Isher Elokim, the man of the Ribbono Shel Olam, benched Klal Yisrael before Lifnei Moshe, before his death. Zok Rashi, V'zois HaBrocha Samoch L'Misasa. This was immediately before his Misa. Shem Lai Achshov. For if not now, Amosai, then when? Pasuk Beis Vayoyimar Hashem Misinai Bo. He said, Hashem came from Sinai. Vizorach Miseir Lomoi. And he shone forth to them from Seir. Haifia Mihar Paron. He appeared from the mountain of Paron. The awesome Erivivis Kodesh. And he came with some of the myriads of the Kodesh. Miminoi Eish Das Lomoi. From his right hand, he presented a fire of halachas, of law to them. Zok Rashi, Vayoymer Hashem Yisinai Bo, he said, Hashem came from Sinai. Posach Tchilo B'Shvochi Shal Mokom. He first started with the Shevach, the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and after that, Posach B'Tzorchem Shal Yisrael. He started giving the brachas that dealt with the needs of Klal Yisrael. With the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which he started, Yesh Be Askoras Chus L'Yisrael. So there's a mention of the Chus of Klal Yisrael. B'chol Zeh Derech Ritzoyu. All this was way of saying the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzin, his goodwill towards Klal Yisrael. Kloimar, as if to say, Kedai Heim Elu, that these people are worthy, Shetochel Aleim Brocha, that to have Brocha taken effect upon them. Misinai Bo, he came from Sinai. Yotzel across him, he went out toward them. When they came to stand at the bottom of the mountain, like a chosan who goes out to greet his kala, as it says, towards Ribbono Shel Olam, lemadnu. So therefore we learn that he went out toward them, and he shone forth to them from Seir, because Ribbono Shel Olam first offered the Bnei Esav that they should get the Torah. She kabbalas the Torah, they should accept the Torah. V'lei rotzu, but they did not want to. Hoifia, he appeared, lohem, to them, mehar poron, from har poron, shaholach sham, before he went there, upasach lebnei Yishmol, and Ibn Yishlam offered the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, she kablu, that they should accept it. V'lei rotzu, but they did not want to. V'yosan, he came to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, merivivais kodesh, with some of the myriads of Kodesh, V'imayan with him, Miktas Rivivais Malachi Kodesh, part of the Revavais of these holy Malachim. V'lay Kulam, and not all of them. V'lay Rubam, not even most of them. V'lay Kederech Basav Adam, this is not the way a Basav Adam does. Shemarez Kol Kovoid Oshroi V'Tefarte, he displays all the glory and his wealth and the splendor B'yom Chupasa in the day of his wedding. Eish Das Lamoi, Zakrashi, a fire of law. Why is the Torah called by this name? Shaisik Suva may oz lefan. Of course, if it was written before the Ribbono Shel Olam, Beishchoir al Gabi Levono, in black fire upon white fire. Nasem baluchos, he gave it to them on the luchos. Ksav Yad Yimina, the writing of his right hand. Davrach another pshat. Eish Das Ketargume. Eish Das means like a targum says. Shenitn lemi toich eish, that the Torah was given them toich the fire. Because that's why, you see, Torah is fire. I heard from Shmuel Birnbaum once. He said, by Hasina, there was koilus and brokim, the eish, it was all that. Why do you need all that? Torah says, because Torah is fire. And if you don't have the fire in Torah, eish dos, then it's not Torah. Has to be, that's the tzur of giving over Torah. It has to be with a brand. Pasuk Gimel, af choy vevamim, he also showed love to people. Kol kadoshav biyadecha, as its holy ones are in your hands, veim tukul l'raglecha, and they were brought in at your feet. Yisa medabri secha, he would bear your medabri secha, your utterances, what you set forth from your mouth. Zakdrashi vasmentos, af choy vevamim, he also showed love to people. Gam chibi yiseru, also this intense love, endearment. Chibi v'sashvatim, he showed love to the shvatim. Kol echad ve'echad, each one of the shvatim, Kori Am is called a people. Sharei Ben Yamin Levad, because we see Ben Yamin alone, Hoya Asid Livoleid, he was destined to be born. When the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Yaakov, Goy, a nation, Ukahal Goyim, and a congregation of nations, Yiyem Imeko, shall descend from you, shall come out from you. So you see, Klal Yisrael, each shevet's called an Am. Kol Kedoshav Biyodecha, and all its holy ones are in your hands. Nafshris HaTzadikim, it means the souls of the Tzadikim, Genuzai Zita, are stored away with him. Kenyan Shanema, like it says, Vaisa Nefesh Adoini Tzerura, and may the Nefesh, the soul of my master, be bound up with Tzrei Rechayim in the bond of life, as Hashem Elokecha with Hashem Elokecha. Vehem Tukul Raglecha, and they were brought in at your feet. Vehem Ruyim Lakach, and they are fit for this. Sherei Tivchu Atzmam, because now they brought themselves in L'toich Tachtis Ahar, to the midst of the bottom of the mountain. L'raglech at your feet. B'sinai at Sinai. Tukul's Lashon Pu'alu means that they were acted upon. Husvichu L'toich Margalei Secha, they were centered at the location of your feet. Yisamidabri Secha, he would bear your utterances. Nosu Aleim, they bore upon themselves oil Teiroscha, the oil, the yoke of your Torah. Medabrei Secha, Hamem Boi Karv Liyisoid. So now this is a dictic Rashi. It says the Mem is part of the word. Kemoi, it says Vayishma Esakel Medaber, he loved like the Mem in the word Medaber, and you hear the voice communicating with him. Vayishma Eis Medaber Elai, or Kemoi Mizdaber Elai. Medaber Elai is the same thing as Mizdaber, meaning communicating with himself to me. Afzem Medabrei Secha, this word Medabrei Secha also means that Mashiach Yisa Medaber. This that you would speak, Lashmi'enu, to let me hear. Lamer Lahem, to say to Klal Yisrael, in old friends' test, Propala Dolz. Yeah? Means your utterances to yourself. That's what this old French word means over here. Vonkles Tirgen Tag, Vonkles says, Shall you know Yisim, they would travel al Pit Varech, according to your words. Vamem Baishimash, according to the words, Medaber Secha, that the Mem is part of the word. Mishamesh is Lashon Min, it means from. Davrach Nochab Shad Zakrashi, Af Choy Vivamim. Even at the time of the Chiba by the Ribbono Shel Olam towards the Goyim, you showed a smiling countenance to the Goyim, and you delivered over Klal Yisrael into their hands. Nevertheless, Kol Kedoshav Biyadecha, all its holy ones are in your hands. What does that mean? Kol Tzadikeyem V'Tuiveyem, all of Klal Yisrael's righteous ones and their good ones, Dafku Boy, Dafku V'Cha, they cleave to you. Veloi moshu me'acherecha, and they did not move away from you. Ve'ata shomerim, and you guard them. So you're a kol kedoshav, they stayed by you. All the tzaddikim, they didn't leave from you. Ve'im tukal raglecha, and they were brought in at your feet. Ve'im mismatzim, and they center themselves. U'miskansim, and they gather together. Tachas tzilcha, beneath your shade. Yisa midabri sech, you would bear your utterances, mekablim gzeirei secha, they accepted your decrees, v'dasei secha, and your edicts, besimcha, with joy. Ve'ela divreim, and these are the words, is what they say. Pasuk dalit, toira tziva lanu Moshe, the toira that Moshe commanded us. Meirasha is the heritage, kehilas Yaakov, of the congregation of Yaakov. Zot Rashi, toira, the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us, may Rasha he is a heritage, l'kehilas Yaakov, for the congregation of Yaakov. Achaznua, we held on to it, v'loi nazvena, will never abandon it. That's ours, may Rasha, it's ours forever, as we cleave to the Torah. Pasuk, hey, v'yihi v'yishurun melech, and he became king over Yishurun. B'is'asev Rasha Yom, when the numbers of the arm of the nation are gathered, Yachad Shifte Yisrael, the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael in unity. Yachad. Zot Rashi, Vayihi, and he became. He refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Ribbono Shel Olam. Bishurun Melech, King of Yishurun, Tamid Oil Malchusei Aleihem. The yoke of the Ribbono Shel Olam's rulership is constantly over them. Bis Asif, when the numbers of the Klal Yisrael are gathered, B'chol Is Asif, at any gathering, together, Roshei Cheshbon Asifoson, at the sum of the calculation of the gathering. What does that mean? About all the Yechidim who are counted together in their gatherings. Roshei means numbers, or literally means the heads of. Kemoi says, Kisises Rosh, the word Rosh is here, the same word as Rosh, where it says you have to take a census. Ru'uyin Elu Sheavorchim, these people are Roy that I should bench them. Davaracher, what does it mean, Bis'asev? When the numbers of the Am are gathered, it means Bis'as Fom Yachad, when they are gathered together, Baguda Achas, in one single group, V'sholayim Beinayim, and there's peace among them, who Malcolm, then the Rebbeinu Shem says, I'm your king. V'loikish Yesh Machloikis Beinayim, but when there's Machloikis, there's discord, there's arguments amongst Klal Yisrael, then the Rebbeinu Shem says, Echnishtan Melech. Melech Shasholim Shaloi. What's the pshat? That the Bein Shem Zangansin Sholim. As Bisholim Vein, Klal Yisrael, Ravina Shabashamayim. Pasuk Vav Yechi Ruvain. May Ruvain live the Al Yamois and not die. The He Misav Mispor, and may his men be in the count. So Trash Yechi Ruvain. Boilam Azeh. May Ruvain live in this world. The Al Yamois and not die. Loilam Abba in the world to come. Shalay Yezochelay Maisa Billa, that the whole Maisa with Billa should not be remembered for him. The Misav Mispor, and may his men be in the count. Nimnim Beminyan Shar Ochiv. May they be counted in the counting of the rest of the brothers. Dugmehizu. This is something similar to Ken Shanemar. It says, Vayishka Ves Bilo, and he lied with Bilo. He laid with her. Vayiv Vene Yaakov Shnei Mosa. And Vene Yaakov were 12. Shalayotzim and Aminyan, which is Mashma that Reuven did not leave the number of the Vene Yaakov as a result of his Aveiro. Pasuk Zayin Vezois Li Yehuda. And this to Yehuda Vayoymar. And he said, Shema Hashem, listen Hashem, Koil Yehuda, to the voice of Yehuda, Ve'el Amoy Tivienu, and to his people shall you bring him, Yodav Rov Loy, may his hands fight for him, Ve'ezer Mitzorav Tia, and may you be a helper, an Ezer against his enemies. Zok Rashi, Ve'zois Yehuda, and this to Yehuda, Samach Yehuda L'Ruvain. Yehuda's next to Yeruvain. Why? Because both of them confessed. Al kilkul shabiyadim. Because a maisa, corrupt act that was in their hand, which they were achroi for. Shenemet says, Asher chachomim yagidu v'goymer, that the wise declared, lahem levadam v'goymer, to them alone. V'le'ov azor b'soichem, and no stranger passed between them. Yeah, the Gemara says that. Yehuda was only... Magarm Yehuda... Leruven Shiyoida Shashara Yehuda Shiyoida. That's a lot. Where's the Gemara again? Yeah. That's a good question. There's a Gemara Rashi way above a comma of Tzadik Beis Dibya Maschel Migarm Leruven. Yeah, that's a Gemara above a comma. It says Yehuda was Moida. That's brought in Bereishis Lamed Ches Chavov. So once Yehuda was Moida, he confessed. So Reuven was moved also to confess publicly, it says. Vaislais, privately, he already confessed, Reuven. But later, what moved him to confess publicly was what he saw Yehuda. We have to see the Gemara over there, Baba Kama.
My question is,
yeah? Why didn't he get that bracha also?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a good question.
But it was harder for him.
It was a big assignment for him.
Big assignment, but right, he had to have Yehuda to help him first.
I hear, maybe, well, I don't know, let's see what Rashi says, maybe we'll be able to answer Akasha. Usually everything's in Rashi, we just gotta find it. We can read it, but we gotta find it. V'oid Pirshu Rabbi Seinu, Chazal also explained, Shekol Arboim Shana Shehoi Yisrael Bamidbar, that the entire 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, Hoyo Atzmois Yehudim is Galgalim Ba'aroin, the bones of Yehuda were rolling around in the Aroin. If they need the love, because this nidui, this banishment that he had taken upon himself, Shnemar it says, "V'chato siliyavi kol ayomim, I will have sinned to my father for all time." Omar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mi goram? Oh, l'Reuven sheyoda. Who caused Reuven to confess? Yehuda v'chulei. Who says that? The Gemara says Yehuda did that. As I said, the Gemara in Saita also. The Gemara in Saita, Tav Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara concludes over there that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah ended the chayim of Yehuda. Why? Because in the schus of that he confessed, so that caused Reuven to be confessed also. And Melo, that's the smichus over there, why they're together. Okay. Shema Hashem Koil Yehuda, listen Hashem to the voice of Yehuda. What does that refer to? Tfilas David, the tfil of David HaMelech, Ushloimen of Shloim HaMelech, V'Asa Mipnei HaKushim, and the tfil of Asa, when he davened because of the Kushim. Where's that? This is in Divrei Hayamim Beis Yudalit, and the other ones are in Melachim Aleph. And in Tehillim we have Perek Gimel and Perek Zayim of Dovra Melech. And then the other tefillah, Shema Hashem Kol Yehudas V'Yishofet Bnei Amoinim, when Yishofet Davin because of the Amoinim in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Chof V'Chizkiyo Mifnei Sancheirev, and when Chizkiyo Davin because of Sancheirev, which is also in Melachim Beis Perek Yutes. All of the five kings that are mentioned by Rashi over here were all from Shevet Yehuda, Rain points out. So Mela, that's Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. When was it in the future days when the Melachim came out of him? Vel Amoy Tivienu, and to his people shall you bring him, L'Sholoim, in peace, Min HaMelchama, from the war. Because Yehuda always went out. Yehuda Yale, Betchila. Yehuda was always the Rosh Rishon of all the Shvatim to go out to fight in the wars. So Mela, you should bring him back. L'shalim in Amalchama. Yodav Rav Loyan, and may his hands be fight for him. May his hands fight for him. So Yarivu Rivoy, may they fight his fight, meaning take up his cause. V'yintamu nikmasa, and avenge his vengeance, his nakama. V'yeza mitzar of tiyah, and may you be a helper against his enemies. Al yeshafat ispalil, he davened for yeshafat amlechemes Ramiz Gilad, by the war of Ramiz Gilad. What it says over there, v'yazek yeshafat, yeshafat cried out, v'ashem azari, and Hashem helped him. This is in Divrei Hayom in Beis, pasuk, perek yudches, pasuk lamed aleph. And why isn't this included in the Rashi before Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda? Because there was a Yeshua from a much greater tzara, and therefore needs a special yuchadik bracha that was devoted exclusively to it. One second, and then he brings down from the Perish Sifri de Beirav, the Medrash Tehillim and Dalit says that Yeshua's tefillah here was answered when the sword with which he was about to get his head cut off, they were about to behead him, was already touching his neck. And then he davened Yeshafat. So that his tefillah was answered. Which is a bigger Yeshua. That's why Rashi means that it wasn't Nichla on the thing before. What were you saying? What did you ask, Hillel? Yeah, Yeshafat was the Melech, yeah. Oh. Let's finish over here. Up to the, let's finish this Rashi with Bastapa Sheni. Dover Acher Nochapshat. Oh. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, listen Hashem to the voice of Yehuda. What is that? Mashma Kan Ramaz Brocha L'Shem. And here Moshe alluded to the Brocha for Shimon. Miteich B'choysev Shel Yehuda, out of the Brochas of Yehuda. V'af K'shecholkoi. Oh, what's the pshat? Because the word Shema and Shimon are both from the Shoyer's Shema. And Memela, and it says when Leah named Shimon, she stressed that she chose the name Shimon because it's related to the word Shema. Okay, so Melech Nichlal in this bracha. So Miteich Berchoysev Shel Yehuda is a bracha to Shimon. Ve'af Kesecholko Eretz Yisrael. Also, when they divided the land of Eretz Yisrael, not al Shimon Miteich Goyrolei Shel Yehuda. Shimon took his share out of the chelik of Yehuda. That it says in Yeshua Perek Yutes Pasuk Tes. Shenemar. It says Michevel Bnei Yehuda. From the portion of the Bnei Yehuda, Nachlas Bnei Shimon was the heritage of the Bnei Shimon. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not designate a bracha for Shimon by himself? Because he had something, hard feelings in his heart towards him. What does it mean? For what he did in Shittim. Like we saw in Bamidbar Chafhei. That's what it says in the God of Tehillim. Medrash Tehillim. Tzadik Aleph. Al Kaponim, so Shoye Belibe Elov, so Mela, he was not Meyachad a Bracha B'fnei Atzma. And all the other Shvatim had their own Brachas. But he was Nichlal in the Bracha of Yehuda. That Rabbi say, we get up to Shani and Parshas B'zoysa Bracha.